Sophia, your catechism question this week is, what is the fifth commandment? And your answer is, the fifth commandment is, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And so we are, just for this week, recognizing which is the next one in the order of God's commandments. We are going to have for you the question next week of what the fifth commandment teaches you. But here, just the placement of the fifth commandment teaches you something. It teaches you that this God that you exist to glorify and enjoy, which is the sum of the first four commandments, that you would love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and so you'd have no other gods, and you'd worship him in the way that he has given himself to you, so that you don't make yourself God by making yourself the inventor of worship, and don't produce for yourself wrong gods, because if you come in the wrong way, then it isn't even the true God himself whom you are worshiping, and that you take his name in your heart and upon your lips and upon your life in a weighty way, in the third commandment, and that you keep the times that he has appointed as holy and no other times as holy, because he is the one who makes holy time, consecrates to us the Lord's day for a fellowship with him that the other days do not offer. And all of these, then, the first four commandments, are the way by which he has given us to glorify and enjoy him, to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. But then there is the rest of the Ten Commandments, the other six, and the fifth commandment, the one that brings us into the other six, is honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And so here is the first part of loving our neighbor as ourselves, the first part of interacting rightly with the creatures, because we interact rightly with the creators. And for you, as you discovered very quickly in your life, the first part of that is how you interact with mom and dad. Before you interacted with any other creature, you were inside your mom for 9 months or so. And then when you came out, the two primary people that you interacted with, your mom and dad. And one of the first things you learn about God, one of the first ways you learn to interact with him, is he is the one who has given you your mommy, and he is the one who has given you your daddy. And so you treat dad and mom out of respect for, with a regard for, God picking your dad to be your dad, and God picking your mom to be your mom, and they being representatives to you of the authority of God, and people given to you to help you and take care of you and serve you by God. And so there's a very close connection there with father and mother, even above other authorities that he gives you, whether authorities in the nation or authorities in the church. And you start to learn from a right relationship with your father and your mother, not only how to interact with God, but then also how to interact with everyone else. And to this commandment, he attaches a promise so that you will see how good God's commands are. So his gifts are good. He gave you a mom and a dad. And his command to honor your father and your mother is good, because it is a means by which he gives you a long, fruitful, glad enjoyment of the other things that he has given you, in this case for Israel, the land which the Lord, their God, was giving them. And we'll think more about what honoring then is in next week's question and answer. But here it's good for us to see the wisdom of God and what he is teaching us by making the fifth commandment the fifth commandment.